Welcome to the Hustle Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Charbel Saloum from EM Normandie Business School. He recently published an article entitled Global Perspective on Networking Dynamics of Entrepreneurs Across Migrant Statuses and Revealing the Role of the Public versus Private Sphere. He co-authored this paper with Jan van Brambini Pedersen, Hayer Jahar, Kent Wingstrom, Thomas Scott, and Shayeg Ashurizad. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor & Francis. Charbel, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Hassan. My pleasure.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Yeah, very good question. I grew up watching entrepreneurs using very different kind of relationship to get a business off the ground. Family, friends, colleagues, and often people across borders. So yet the literature still lean on simple storyline. Immigrant founders most rely on private or co-ethnic ties. So with colleagues across Denmark, France, and the Netherlands, we wanted to test that story at a global scale and across migrant status. Native-born, first generation, and second generation. Our core main question was straightforward. How does migrant status shape entrepreneurial networking across private, workplace, operational, and transnational spheres? And how do national policies and cultural climates, these modes of incorporation, amplify or dampen those networks? So we used the GM data on 15,102 entrepreneurs in 35 countries to do it.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
Oh, three things. First, we show that third-generation immigrant entrepreneurs do not sit in a private city model. They build bigger public networks, workplace, and operationals, and stronger transnational ties than native-born peers that directly challenge the enclave-only view. Second, we bring institutional backing, supportive integration policies, and open culture attitudes, expand public networking, yet those same settings can weaken transnational links. So policy here can widen local reach and internationally dilute cross-border social capital. And third, the last one, we differentiate first from second generation because the second generation do not automatically outperform on networking. In many cases, they look similar to native-born, suggesting assimilation may erode some cross-border advantage.
What was for you the main theoretical, maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Oh, here we had to get precise about mode of incorporation. We treat policy generosity and cultural openness as a distinct but complementary layers that shape access to networks in the public versus private sphere. That meant integrating social capital, weak tie theory, and institutional theory in one framework.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
Yeah, here we had the size and the direction of the public sphere effect for first-generation founders. They were more active than native-born in the very networks that deliver market information and growth in the workplace mentor, operational partners, and professional advisors. That fits the usual expectation. So just as striking, the second generation did not show systematic age and often converge toward native-born patterns, especially on traditional ties. The assimilation here, dividend we assume may exist, was far smaller or absent.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Yeah, first, the first managerial implication, let's say, or contribution were for entrepreneurs, especially newcomers. Treat public networking as really a first-order growth lever, not a luxury. Build beyond family and co-ethnic circles. Early, you need to line up mentors at work, accountants and lawyers, customers and suppliers, and at least one transactional angel that keeps doors open abroad. Our data show that mix is how first-generation founders outperform the stereotype. For accelerator and support organization design, dual track program, one track that accelerates workplace and operation integration, and a parallel track that preserves transnational reach, export readiness, diaspora investor links, cross-border supply days, and, you know, all of this as the global advantage. Finally, for policymakers, you know, it's a pair integration with the transnational maintenance, language, credential recognition, mentorship will definitely enlarge public networks, but consider complementary tools that keep cross-border bridge intact, such as the diaspora platforms, export vouchers, and cross-border incubators.
Thanks a lot, Charbel, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Global Perspective on Networking Dynamics of Entrepreneurs Across Migrant Statuses, and revealing the role of the public versus private spheres. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship.cad.com and on our main podcast platforms.
Thank you, Vincent.